You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The National Party has been quite critical recently of Adrian Orr's reappointment to the role of Governor of the Reserve Bank of New Zealand. This criticism, interestingly, breaks with tradition, as these appointments are generally not politicised, indicating another area where the impacts of COVID have disrupted normal political processes. For our regular interview, I spoke to National MP Dr. Shane Retty about this appointment, why National has been speaking out against it, and what this says about the political independence of the RBNZ governor going forward. I first asked why National is opposed to Orr's reappointment.
We think that before reappointment, there's been enough fiscal policy changes over the past few years, particularly driven by COVID, that there should be an inquiry into those actions before the next Reserve Bank governor is appointed. And so our proposal was that he be reapproved for a further year pending that inquiry.
How, in your eyes, have the RBNZ's efforts to mitigate the effects of the pandemic and the subsequent efforts to combat inflation been either poorly implemented or poorly thought out to warrant such an investigation?
So we join other commentators who are concerned that the tidal wave of cheap money that flowed into New Zealand and New Zealand businesses during COVID was in excess, that it could have been better monitored, that there could have been better safeguards put in place, and that flow of cheap money has added significantly to inflation and the cost of living. And we think that warrants a review, one, as a look back to look at the learnings, and two, as a look forward, so that if we see further waves of COVID or other nationwide pandemic type events, that we can pick up on those learnings.
Speaking of this monitoring and this safeguarding, what might National and possibly a National appointed governor have done differently?
We'd have had more accountability around the flow of money. But also I would add that this is a prime responsibility for the Auditor-General. And the Auditor-General has expressed the challenge they've had in trying to identify all the buckets that the COVID money is in. So if the Auditor-General is struggling, it's hard for us in opposition and certainly hard for commentators to also determine exactly how much and where it went and whether it was wisely used or not. So we would be very clear on the accountability we would have, and we would also be very clear on the moment-by-moment monitoring as to whether a particular policy of the moment needs to flex or change. That is, we'd be more nimble with the policy than maybe what we saw.
Moving forward a bit to recent developments, what do you think about the review that was released of the RBNZ's efficacy over the last few years? And how might the independent review that National has been advocating for have differed from this?
Well, this wasn't independent. This was an internal review. And then the Reserve Bank marked its own exam. The reviewer was chosen from inside the bank. And my understanding is that they delivered a report that didn't find any significant variations. But the concern would have to be around any conflict of interest and the true independence of the reviewer.
Was there not, I think, two independent assessors of the review? Do you believe that this is also not sufficiently independent, or would you like to see more done in terms of independent assessment of the review that was put forward?
So this is also a good question for the Auditor-General. This sits in their responsibility to assess these sorts of things. Look, the number of people that are on a review panel sometimes doesn't matter. It's more that they're truly independent, receive all the information, and able to speak free and frankly.
If National were to be elected in the next year, would you expect Adrian Orr to resign?
What we'd expect is that we would undertake an inquiry and we'd be guided by the results of that inquiry.
Are you at all worried that challenging an RBNZ appointment in any way undermines the historic insulation that the bank has had from politics?
No, not at all, because we're focused on the policy and not the personality. And so it's the actions that we're wanting to to scrutinise, as is our role and our privilege as an opposition, and then to collaborate with what we would do differently.
Do you not believe that challenging an appointment in this manner, even if the challenge is more so to the nature of the appointment and the way it's gone through, do you not believe this has any impact on the personal appointment to that role and the person who is now in that role for 5 years and might have to face a somewhat more oppositional government than we've had in the past?
No, that's the core role of opposition, and it's the same for every senior state services appointment. They understand that in the role they come into, they'll be appropriately critiqued by the opposition, and they understand that if that changes, that they may then well be able to enjoy the collaboration that the opposition brings to the table.
Given that National is advocating for a shorter term appointment in this regard, particularly an appointment that would allow an opposition government, should it come in, to choose its own governor and to correct what would otherwise be a fairly awkward transition, would you support changes to the term limits of RBNZ governors, preventing such further challenges possibly to 3 or 6 years to be more in line with elections?
Look, I think at this point, we're more interested in what a internal review would show, and internal and independent review would show, that might well also have within its terms of reference whether or not the term is appropriate. But at this point, we think a independent inquiry is the most important thing to be doing, exploring the effects and consequences of fiscal policy and monetary policy over the past 2 to 3 years. But it's not inconceivable that the scope could also include the term of the Reserve Bank Governor.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.